It doesn't. I mean, the reason it's not mentioned is that it doesn't really fall under my responsibility. I'm responsible for robotic space exploration, and the International Space Station, of course, is about manned space exploration. Personally, I think it's a great thing because I like space. I mean, I'm an enthusiast. I think there is a big question. I mean, it's got a lot of problems, but it's largely political at the moment, and I think it'll be sorted out. I mean, I think we will get a space station. More important question for me is what we do afterwards. Somehow, for me, because I was, brought up on Dan Dare and Jet Morgan, whenever I thought of going into space, I thought of people going into space. Actually, in those days, always men going into space. But, well, Dan Dare did have a sidekick, Professor Peabody, who was female, I remember. The manned exploration is something that I think it's a human endeavor. I think you can all relate to it. But in fact, there's a big step yet to be made. I mean, the International Space Station is only, 300 kilometers above us. There's still a long step to go far away from the Earth. And indeed, where would you go? Well, maybe to Mars. We've been to the Moon, or at least the Americans have been to the Moon. So there's a big jump that's required even when the space station is built. I'm fairly sure the space station will be completed, and if you think 10 years from now, we should right now be thinking of how we exploit having it there routinely. We're, at the moment, all the discussion is about how to get it built and how much the Russians do, how much the Europeans do, how much the Japanese do, how much the Canadians do, and of course how much Uncle Sam should pick up the rest. That's politics, but I do believe it'll be sorted out. And then, what I suspect we haven't thought enough about is how to exploit it once it's there. But there's an even bigger question beyond that, of whether we've really got the will to go beyond low Earth orbit with people, routinely. I don't know. The Americans certainly still have that as their destiny. They should do it. Europeans, we're asking the Europeans at the moment whether they want to do it. How do they want to explore the solar system? Let's imagine America wasn't there. Be hard to imagine that space exploration should finish just because America didn't exist. So Europe is asking that kind of question. What? How would we do it? Would we do it the way the Americans did it? And I take you back to the question I asked you at the beginning about if there'd been a British Imperial space exploration activity 100 years ago, how would that have been done? I'm sure it wouldn't have been done the way we've had it done in the last 50 years, because it was American-led, because Americans are different to Britons, Americans are different to Australians. I think these are questions worth thinking about.